guys to replace them. Do you, are you for a platoon system, or would you rather send them on a few guys, or how do you?
We play, you'll see that we play like a hockey team. When you, you know, when you see us play Ryan, those guys have been around. We need to have anywhere from, and as they said in Colorado once, it's not an intramural program.
Yeah.
But we tongue in cheek. We're going to play anywhere from 22 to 25 guys that we can get ready, you know, in a perfect world. 7-8 D linemen, 8-9 inside-outside backers, 6-7 secondary guys. But that math adds up too. It's got to be close to 23 or 24. And that's how we play. Because every three or four plays in today's game, we're going to have guys coming in, different group coming in. But they have to be up to snuff. And that's the beauty of our D line. And our secondary, because we have, I feel, five or six really good D linemen, and we have a secondary with three corners and three safeties that have been long, so those guys can get rest there. And then the outside is pretty strong, and then the inside is where we're going to develop some depth. So, maturity, scheme wise.
So, worrying about depth charts is silly for you guys, because it's not set in stone.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny. Kids are hung up on who starts. Yeah.
Probably every outside backer will play anywhere from 25 to 30 plays, depending on how it goes. And probably every down lineman will play anywhere from 30 to 40 plays. Not every, but you know, the guys that are in the rotation, if I'm making sense. And the same with the inside backers in the secondary. So I know that young men are really, really hung up on being the starter. They all have to be starters. The guys in the rotation all have to be starters because of the way we play. Now, we won't wholesale too much. In other words, it won't be, unless the game gets out of hand in our favor, which I hope it does once in a while, we're not going to just like put the whole second group in. But there might be two different D linemen and one different outside backer, or one different inside backer and one different D lineman, you know, that kind of thing, as we rotate our groups as the game goes. Just try to stay fresh. The best way I can explain it, 22 to 25 guys, try to stay fresh like a hockey team and keep guys coming. So they're all starters, all the guys that play.
Are there any players that maybe the fans don't know a lot about or that won't necessarily start, but that have really stood out and made a name for themselves in practice?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of them, you know what I mean? But I don't know who the fans know or don't know, so that's hard for me to answer.
What about someone that probably won't start, but it's like still made a lot of improvements during practice?
Christian French, Joe Walker, but we just talked about that they doesn't mean they're not starting, so it's a hard one to answer. I don't know who the fans know and don't know.
Armstead, what do you kind of see out of him second full year here with you?
Awesome. He's playing great.
Yeah.
He's a big, strong body that can run, so you love him. He's playing great.
Can he fit in on different spots? I mean, is he another guy that you can kind of move around to?
Well, he can play any of our D-line positions, yeah, if that's what you're asking. All those guys can play any position.
So, I mean, that can also include going back and, you know, a little bit like Deion did at linebacker.
No, kind of I didn't say that.
Okay. I'm
talking about the three down line. Yeah. He's 6'8", 290 pounds. I don't think he'd be really good in space. What about you? You think he'd be good in space? You think he'd be good covering a wide receiver?
Tight end?
You said a wide receiver. Probably not, right? Figure it out. Yeah.
Coach, just to piggyback on that, on the question earlier about who the fans are watching, I had a chance to sit down and talk with Brian Jackson and just couldn't help but notice what a great kid he seems to be. And I just wondered what you might have to say about him or where you see him fitting in this year.
Brian Jackson, one of our three safeties, he's playing very well. I keep saying the same thing about these guys because we have good kids, you know. I mean, Brian Jackson, Eric Dargan, Avery Patterson, you know, sometimes when you answer the question, same question over and over, you get irritable like I just did, okay? Over and over, you know, so because I do a lot of talking during the day, so I apologize to you and I'm sure I embarrass that guy.
How about this? But why don't you tell me what his biggest strength is that you're seeing?
Intelligence.
Dick, as you guys get closer to this last scrimmage coming up, you feel like you're honing in on the guys you're on or just to get close?
We will absolutely, we're getting close and we will absolutely know after this scrimmage. And I say absolutely, nothing's ever absolute, but we'll be pretty close to who we're going to try to get ready for the first game at least. And then if we stay healthy, those will be the guys that we work with, yes.
most of those guys made it apparent. You're down to just a final few trying to make decisions.
Yeah, I'd say for the most part. I mean, I could probably write it down on paper right now, the two deep, if I had to, but I'm going to save judgment till after Thursday. Hopefully somebody will jump out and surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Coach, I'm doing something on Tony Washington. He said that.